Praise our live stream listeners. I trust that you had a few minutes break. Put your hands together unto the Lord. Thank you. 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 Right here, just okay. Let me hear you. We've said a whole lot in the last. So let me hear you. Okay, let's see if we can just work in the frame. Let's work in the frame, because if we catch the spirit of the frame, you got it. Yes.
I wanted to circle back to your question of was what in the disciples was Jesus greater than that?
Okay. Greater, the scripture I'm pulling, greater is he that is where? In you than he that is where? Now, Jesus is in the ship, but what is greater in the disciples? And fear is of the... So if fear is in you, who's in you? Wait a minute. Did you just tell me? If fear is in you, fear is of who? Then who's in you? Anybody want to say truth, Lord? Thy word is truth. And what would fear do to you? They are tormented. That storm. And who's in the ship? But Jesus is not tormented, but they are. So what's greater in them? What's greater in Jesus? Holy Ghost. Okay. He's born of the water and spirit, right? Are you hearing me? The fear that you feel, can it touch the Holy Ghost in you? And what you feel, can your fear touch the Holy Ghost in you? Then what are you telling me? That you're not where Jesus is, though he's in the ship with you. And you're caught up because you see this. You know where he is. They had enough sense to know he was where? In the ship. Our storms mess us up so bad, we don't believe he's in the ship. So greater is he that's in you than he that is in the... Now you know that those disciples are still where? In the world. And he has chosen them in the world. He chose us in the world to come out of the world by being born again. Now, I gotta feed the Holy Ghost the sincere milk of the Word of God that it might grow in me. Until the world that was full of fear in me dies. And now the love of God is growing, because what will love do to fear?
Cast it out.
So, what's your wisdom And what's your understanding on getting rid of your fear? How do you plan to do it? You gonna talk to it? What you gonna do?
Love.
Say it again.
Love.
Everybody said what?
Love.
So whatever you are fearful of, what you gonna start doing? Some knowledge that I got some knowledge that won't let me love, right?
Okay.
Then where is that knowledge coming from? The devil. What tree? Good and evil. Fear. So how do I remove that knowledge out of me? How? I need a mic so we can keep up. How are we gonna do it?
By hearing faith.
And what's that gonna do? Where's this faith coming from?
It's coming from my conscience. It's coming from my purged conscience, because that's where faith is.
And where is it getting it from?
The word, hearing.
Hearing the word, right? So when you really hear the word, what comes?
Faith.
But it can't work unless what's there?
Love.
Namaya sinio. Atakia now. Etininimiyo sanya. Aninamaya. You gotta hear this. This is so simple, it's crazy. This is so simple, it's crazy. Oh my God. Look. Faith coming by hearing. Oh God. I'm gonna use a bold example first, just to prick you. He said, if they slap you on one cheek,
turn.
Let her have a mic. Watch this.
Turn the other cheek.
Did she hear what the word said? Did she hear? If they slap you on one cheek, turn the other one. Did she hear it?
Not yet.
Did she hear it?
Unless I do it, then I heard it.
Did she hear it? Did she hear it?
I heard
it. Did she hear it?
Yes.
Yes, you heard it.
Yes.
Yeah, you heard it. Yes, you heard it. You know, you told that kid to go in the kitchen and get you something, bring it back, and they couldn't find it. And then you get up and go get it. They heard you. If they slap you on one cheek, turn on. You heard it. You cannot deny you didn't hear that. This is what the Lord wants you to hear tonight. Here's the piece. Now, she heard it. Faith coming by.
Yeah.
Here is the crucial point. Does she love what she heard? That's what he just told me. Now that's what he just told me. Now that's what he just told me after how many years? Did she love what she heard? Because if she loved it, what's going to work? Because faith works how? So, when you come to church and hear the truth, what is the first thing you got to answer? Do I love what I hear? Because if I love, what's going to work? And then I'm going to have substance. Now, hear Jesus talk to the boys. Lovest thou me more than these? Lovest thou me more than these? Do you love the word I give you more than your own knowledge? Because if you don't love what I teach you more than your knowledge, faith cannot come. And it can't go to work, because faith can only work by love.
Oh, thank you. Give praise.
Do you see how important it is to love? Because it's not going to work if you don't what? You can't tell me you love me and got a problem with your brothers and sisters. You know what Jesus said? John said, hereby know we the love of God, because we love. So if they slap you on one cheek, am I going to mix faith? Am I going to mix love with this word I'm hearing? Or I'm gonna pull a sword out and cut the ear off? You see how crucial it is at the point. Peter does not want Jesus to die. Peter, that's your righteousness. You can't defend me like that. That's against the righteousness of God. In other words, the enemy wants to use you to come against my destiny. One day we're gonna learn how to encourage one another for real. Yes, yes.
I appreciate that breakdown, because for me, I'll always say, okay, I'm so focused on hearing that I'm not even concentrating on the love part, and that's the other part of the equation for faith. Because I will hear you, and I'll even meditate on it all day long, but I don't love. And it's like, it can't work. That's like, it's incomplete. So I definitely appreciate that breakdown.
Now, let's build on it. Is the law of love? Does Moses carry the love? Why? No mercy, right? The law has no mercy. So there's some knowledge in Moses' law that's not perfect, simply because it doesn't have a body to work with. The law is spiritual, but we are carnal, sold unto sin. So I take the commandments, and to show you how carnal I am, I cannot walk in the spirit of those commandments. I only can walk in the letter, which means I'll love, hate, and I won't be merciful. I won't be patient. I won't be long-suffering. I want you to get it right, or else I'm going my way and you go yours. And we forget what? What do we really forget? How merciful the Lord has been to who? Can love fail? Can it? Can it fail? How do you know? Because he'd have never got up, would he? I don't have to look at me. He is my example. He suffered, and yet he wasn't born a sinner. Do you know how the Lord accredits you? Are you ready to hear the power of the gospel? Do you know when you are born again of the water and spirit, the Lord is not accrediting you as a sinner? You're born again like he was. Now, why does he have to do that? Why does he have to do that? What's the wisdom behind that? It's so you can bear sins the way he did. Because you can't condemn sin in the flesh when you are of the flesh. You can only condemn sin in the flesh when you are born again. That's how you come back and tell the Lord, thank you for being born again. Oh, God. Now that was weighty. Did you hear that? You tell the Lord, thank you for being born again, because when you are born again, you can bear the sins that are against you, because you're in whose posture? Jesus, because you are the body, the church, the ecclesia, and you bear it in your body because he bared it in his. That's how he deals with sin. But because it got lost, the wisdom and understanding got lost, that's why iniquity has abounded, because we were never taught the truth of how to really deal with it. We weren't. And we went back to Moses. And if you live by it, that was the scripture, you're going to be judged by it. I really want you to put those commandments. I really want you to leave them alone, because Jesus has fulfilled all of them. And it's now the love of God in your heart. You got to love. You got to love. You have to. And your love cannot have respect to a person. Do you understand that? Because his love had no what? Respect to a person. Why? Because he came to the Jews, but the prophets said that he was going to provoke them to jealousy with a people that were no people. And that were the who? Gentiles. Yes.
I guess my question now would be, how do I actually love? Because when I hear that word, it's knowledge that's attached to it. And Pastor Wall always say, we define love as like the opposite of our worst situations that we've been through. So when I hear love, I'm thinking just past experiences, what not to do. But I don't know how to like righteously love, I guess.
You have to deal with your heart gate. And you got to go beneath the man that taught you that. When you go beneath the man that taught you what love was, and now you know it's not, go past him. Because deep down in the heart of your earth, it's the man that loves. Because the proof that a man loves you, he'll lay down his life. And the Song of Solomon said it like this: have you seen him whom my soul loveth? If he can't love your soul and prefer your flesh above your soul, your marriage is going to be in trouble forever. But if he ever loved your soul, death can't separate you, because of the oneness of God. We think the love of the soul is weak. The love of the soul will swallow up even your body till there's a oneness between the love. We were never taught that. And yet the Lord kept us and been merciful to us that we might walk in it. That was good.
If I can make full circle, when you first came in, you said, how do we feel about when you first said, follow me as I follow Christ?
Yes.
Just hearing the love part. And you said you had to be the first husband, the first partaker of that love in order to teach us how to love. So by us loving the way we've been loving with the definition of the world, which has tainted the love of God, now we really have, that's what it means to follow you, because you are teaching us what love is, what pure love is, what perfected love is. Because it's impossible for me to love one another when I have not eight of the fruit that you are giving me to love. So I'm having to not deny myself of that love that I call love and follow you purely.
when you're teaching us love, we got to be able to eat of that fruit of love which you are ministering and not come up against it when things don't go right. You know, I'm loving, but deep down we know we're not, because we're not following you.
That was very good. Put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. I have a question, and I think I've kind of battled with this for a little while. I think I've gotten confused. Like, I know for men, we're supposed to deal with our mind and deal with the son of perdition, right? And I know we've been talking about love. And so how, as a man, am I known to shift and deal with the heart gig, if at all?
I don't want you to go to the heart gate. I will give you my testimony. I think I said it, but I won't mind saying it again. It's okay. I protected my mind. I've known meditation for years before I ever moved here. Lived in California, understood it. All my meditation was definitely through the heart. And if I dealt with my mind, it was never to come against my knowledge. Never. My meditation was to agree with my knowledge in my head. Do you understand that? Do you really understand what I'm saying? Do you really? So it made me very mystical, because my body was never able to manifest the gospel of Jesus, because the meditation was acceptance. I could teach myself something, and guess what? That was my meditation. I taught me, so I believed it. And I meditated on it. It made me mystical, but it never brought me to Jesus. This is why I know, with all these meditations that people do, they're not grounded. There is so much knowledge in the universe that you can hear, but I will tell you this, and you hear it through meditation, and all these people that do it and have done it, I will tell you this: if it doesn't manifest in your body, you are mystical and you deny Jesus. So I did it for years. And then the Lord started leading me from one gate to another. So I would sit wherever he led me, whatever gate he led me to, I would stay there. And one day he took me to the forehead. I stayed there. It's actually a path. There are paths in you. I wouldn't go nowhere else. But now I'm there to pour down all the knowledge that Cornelius knows, until Cornelius is dead to the knowledge. Now I'm going to love his knowledge more than mine. Then he took me back to the back of the brain, the medulla. Do you know how much has to happen in your brain for you to let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus? Do you know why we aren't transformed? We don't have his mind. No. It's impossible for his mind to take you and lay on you, and the very spirit of his mind and your body not be transformed, not conformed. So when our body is conformed to the world, and our body starts looking like the world, and we deal with it like the world, we are being conformed and don't know it's because of the mind that's in us. And since that day, guess what? I get to call him and know it. He's Lord. He said, why call me Lord and don't do what I say?
There are people that call him Lord and won't do it in their body. My problem, and what the Lord want to teach New Jerusalem, this is something, because judgment begins where? Are you going to hear the judgments of the Lord, New Jerusalem? New Jerusalem, are you going to hear the judgments of the Lord? Because where the judgment began? Are you at the house of God? So I've got to give you the judgments of God, right? So all along the way, it's like the seven churches in the book of Revelation. Every time he judged the churches, because he's judging them based upon what's happening in that time, right? So New Jerusalem, if I look back at you, the judgment of the Lord would be, how is it that you separated your body from the suffering of the church when Jesus did not separate his body from the cross? That's his judgment. You take your body and can separate it from the church. Jesus did not separate his body from the cross, nor did the apostles separate their body from the cross. No one separated their body from the cross. Their body endured the sufferings and contradictions of sinner, because their body had to manifest, because Jesus' body manifested the judgment of the Lord in New Jerusalem. Is you moved your body from the church of suffering. That's the judgment. Now, ain't but one thing to do after that is what? Come on, what you do? And find it. And don't let your flesh play with you. Because if your flesh play with you, what do you know? You ain't going to find it. Because whose flesh couldn't find repentance? And if you play with your flesh, what do you know? And you're going to keep doing what? Same thing. Oh, that's how you're going to know. That's how you're going to know. That was good. I hear the judgment. You don't understand the judgment of the Lord. It begins at the house of God. Everyone must stand before the judgment seat of Christ. How do you not know that you might be standing before it even now? That you might give an account of the things or the deeds done in your body. The Lord is merciful. You want to know. You're tender. You know. There's no way the grace that God has given me doesn't fall on everyone that's subject. It's impossible for it not to. Impartation. It's good. Anyone else? Is it a mic over there, Minister Nadine? Were you holding that Minister Monica to say something? Oh, okay. Okay, yes.
When you would, going back to what you said about being mystical and not being grounded, when you would have those meditations, would words of knowledge come to you though?
That's what I want you to hear. You got access to all the knowledge in those mystical arenas. Your problem is you have denied Jesus in your knowledge because you won't let it manifest in your body like he let it manifest in his. That's the problem. You mystical.
So when the words of knowledge would come, they are not supposed to ever be outside of you.
You are hearing, yes. Which means that everything connected to you supposed to testify to what you know. Whatever you know, your body's supposed to testify. Your mind's supposed to testify. Your senses supposed to testify. Your appetite's supposed to testify. Your desires in your heart supposed to testify. Your feet supposed to tell the truth. Nothing in you should be divorced from what you know. That's when you know Jesus. That's when you know the man. So the apostle said, don't be a, but be a what? Now he's saying exactly what I'm saying. Be grounded. Make it come out of what? It's sad for a woman to have the body parts, to have children, and do everything to have them and still can't have them. What is it really saying? The body is not manifesting. Though it carries the organs, it still won't produce. So Hannah had a problem with that, didn't she? Sarah had a problem with that, didn't she? Because God did not make anyone like that. What the Lord is trying to get you to grab hope to is stop letting the world set your standard of who you are and what you are. You were made in the image and likeness of God. That fall is not who you are. That curse is not who you are. God has made us, created us in Christ Jesus. Hold to that until everything in you conforms. Some things you have to speak to with authority and power and leave no room in you to doubt. You don't speak softly and give the enemy space to talk back to you. Sometimes you got to shout out what's in you. Because those forces been playing a long time. They've been plaguing us a long time. You don't talk to them softly. They're your enemy. They don't love you. Now I cleanse the air with that one. They don't want us to be what he called us to be. They don't. And he's kept us alive past COVID that we might testify. And we didn't have it all together. Are you hearing me? We didn't have it all together. We didn't. And it wasn't no goodness of ours. It was his grace, because he has chosen us to hear the gospel. He has chosen us. Let's walk in what he's called us to be. Amen. That was good. That was good. Okay. This was powerful. I'm good. Amen. Amen. Amen.